No, I don't think that they have, but part of the problem is that education that the attorneys receive have changed greatly. And back upon the time, which, and I don't want to get too far into history, but if you look at Abe Lincoln's education to become a lawyer and compare that to what folks are going through now in lawyering school, it is a very different universe. But back then you were thrilled to become a, not an intern, but what would it be if I go to work and I'm working for a lawyer and I'm, it's a form of an internship.
Understudy?
Apprenticeship is the word I was hunting for. But you'd go to, and you would seek someone that had moral fiber and character, that had a good reputation in the community.
Those words don't go with the association of a lawyer.
Not now. but part of the problem now is
have they ever, though? I mean, even John Adams, listen, they wouldn't have called him that.
If you go to a medium-sized city anywhere, Jackson, Mississippi, Riverside, California, any of the larger cities in the state of Michigan, Grand Rapids, Traverse City, look up lawyer or attorney in your yellow pages. Good luck finding one, by the way. But there are so many lawyers that they're tripping over themselves. And what that does is it makes it, here's something interesting for you. The average lawyer isn't making the kind of wages that we think because there are so many of them. That's just a truism. But it makes them like piranha. It makes them very hungry. And these things have, again, they have nothing to do with justice. You go into the bar down the street from your favorite courthouse anywhere in the United States of America, and you'll find two or three lawyers that were just battling in court. Now they're having a cocktail with the judge. Don't believe me? Try it. And then go, wait a minute. I thought you guys were hating each other, and the judge was impartial. Now I'm watching the three of you have a cocktail. Come on. Miles, what's the latest suit against Mickey D's?
Apparently, there's a dispute around the cost of a quarter pounder versus a quarter pounder with cheese.
Wow. No wonder they're being sued. That's outrageous. But listen now, you and I have owned a restaurant before, and we didn't consult with the local Uber Left committee about how to price our burgers. We did the math, and I'm going to guess that Mickey D's has done the math.
I didn't even know the quarter pounder was on the menu anymore without cheese.
It's not.
Is that the problem?
So people want the cheese removed?
Yep, and you're still paying for it, so they're being charged unfairly, unequitably, or something.
How about this? This is the part I never understand about the world of lawyering. And by the way, in the lawyer's defense, how often do I say that? It isn't just the lawyer's fault. It's our culture. There's some nitwit sitting around thinking, I'm owed my cheese money.
Well, I am, after reading this, calling these lawyers and suing Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake, what they do to you?
Their number one is $5.79, I believe.
Yeah.
And if you buy all the buy a number 14 and add a drink of the same size, the total is $5.78.
You know what I get out of this?
So that is them trying to rip me off.
Yeah,
isn't
Miles.
Isn't it sad that Lude knows the numbers?
It is fascinating,
I got a five-minute debate with the guy taking my order one day. I'm like, no, I don't want the number one. It costs more. And he's like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, yes, it does. And I gave him all the numbers. He still didn't get it.
Yeah.
Mike, you charge me for number one, I don't want it.
He didn't know he was dealing with a professor of economics at the drive-through window.
And a tightwad.
Extreme tightwad.
It's 1 cent more. Them taking advantage.
Listen, Miles, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I put this entire topic in the same genre, the same world as Facebook. If you don't like their rules, don't go there.
Exactly.
Don't lawyer up and try to make yourself a... It reminds me of in the late 60s, they had this little cultural thing going on where fellows, specifically men, not always, but more so than not, would be walking through your local supermarket, and they would throw an egg out in front of them as they walked, and when they got there, they'd slip on it and sue. Listen, that part's not the lawyer's fault, other than to say if I were the lawyer, I wouldn't have taken the case, because it's outside my window of morality. It's clearly... a sham.
You know why they do that? Why they charge...
To get rich.
Well, no, because it's a bigger... Now, I used to work at McDonald's back in the late 70s.
That's probably not changed.
But it's harder to make a burger that's out of the ordinary process. So for them to remove the cheese or not to put the cheese on is a... They're trying to discourage people taking cheese off their burgers.
I get it. But then that's why Burger King did for a long time, make it your way.
Right.
That was the market, which is what Miles and I don't know about Ludwig because he's very squishy on these things. But it's what Miles and I passionately support is the market makes a choice. So if Mickey D's wants to do that, I'm not going to lawyer up. If I really don't like him, to be honest with you, I don't care, folks. But that aside, if it really bothered me, I'd go to Burger King.
Brian, as an employee in McDonald's, did you guys overheat the coffee intentionally?
I wasn't in charge of the coffee, so
that was not my. Okay. That's not my department.
I was behind the grill.
I gotta tell you, hot. The fact that they've got. This has been talked about on every radio show for 20 years now. But the fact that they've got to put a disclosure on the hot coffee. I'd like to order a styrofoam. Not styrofoam. That will destroy the universe. I'd like to order something that's earth friendly. To contain my lukewarm coffee in. You go, oh, stop it, people. Come on.
My grandma's skating rink got sued by a girl who fell and broke her arm.
Yep.
During a race. They would do races, and she could barely skate, apparently, and fell, broke her arm. And they sued her, sued the rink, based on the fact that if you won the race, you got a free pop. So the girl was enticed by this free drink to race, even though she shouldn't have been based on her skating ability. And my grandparents fought it and won. But a lot of these things aren't fought because they'll settle. But we were told in our industry, the roller skating industry, you have to fight the first one. Because if you don't, they just start stacking up.
But listen, a lot of them, for instance, the restaurant that Miles and I, in fact, I think I've talked about this on the air before. Miles and I owned a restaurant long, long time ago in a world far, far away, goes the quote. And got a call one day. And it was a lawyer. This is whatever his lawyer's name is, and I've got a client that had his eyes injured while in your restaurant, and I'd like to know the name of your insurance company. How did he get injured in my restaurant? How did his eyes get injured? He was looking into one of your recessed light bulbs, and it's damaged his eyes. I said, really? This child, the child was 9, I think. This child looked into the recessed regular household light bulb, folks. This child sat in his restaurant chair and stared into the light bulb long enough to damage his eyes with his mother sitting in front of him, just mother, son. I said, here's the deal. I do have insurance on this restaurant, and if you find it, knock yourself out. And I slammed the phone in his ear, and I never heard from him again. But my point in telling you the story is that part of the problem is that the insurance companies will immediately rip a reader for $5,000 or $10,000 just to make him go away. And guess who pays for that, folks? Everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Same with Mickey D's. It's in there. Just like Ragu, their insurance premiums and all that are built into the cost that we are paying to do business with them. Every company, including the flagship here where I'm sitting right now of our radio syndicated radio show, they are paying liability, and we're paying for it for idiocy like that. And then the insurance companies do the math. We'll have to write you a check. It's cheaper than defending it. Folks, we're going to go to a break on that. We'll be right back.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom, and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
USA Radio News.
The Supreme Court cited by a 7-2 margin today that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips is a man who would not bake that cake. He explains the toll this has taken on him and his business.
Has resulted in 5 years of court battle, 40% loss of my business, losing half my staff, and even death threats to me and my family.
Preparations continue in the White House for President Trump's meeting next week in Singapore with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Defense Secretary James Mattis says you never know what's going to happen when you're dealing with North Korea.
Welcome to reality. You know, it's only on TV that it all goes and everything's fitting together. So, yeah, it's going to be bumpy. No, but nothing late-breaking or recent, no.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Check it out.
RenegadeRiver.com. That's an exact great idea, Brian Thomas. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Listen, guys, I'm reading from NBCNews.com. Their title, CIA reports says North Korea won't denuclearize but might open a burger joint. And I read that, and I got to tell you, you guys, both of you, all three of you even need to help me with this. My first gut instinct was to say that CIA is doing its best to destabilize the president of the United States. And I don't have a clue what Kim Jong-un's agenda is. I truly don't. For all I know, maybe he wants a McDonald's. I have no idea what his agenda is. But I do know that I've come to believe that the CIA's agenda is not in keeping with the solvency of the United States. I think they're off the hook, off the rails. Miles, what's your opinion on this topic?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you know, given that Obama's CIA orchestrated arguably much of the Spygate controversy that's unfolding before our eyes, it's not that difficult to imagine that the deep state, as we've talked about on the show, would clearly be anti-Trump.
You know, I agree with you on that. Obviously, the Obama presidency, or Obama administration, was very engaged in what's going on as a Russian collusion, keeping in mind that was Hillary, not Trump. That debate aside, they were obviously involved. I still to this moment believe that they gave the order. But when I look to the CIA and think, wait a minute, first off, you're not supposed to be doing any domestic surveillance whatsoever. You are supposed to be an international defense mechanism. The idea that you're doing domestic, and even NBC calls this a leak. The idea that they're leaking anything, I think this is fabrication. I think they leaked a lie. That said, the idea that they're engaging in domestic politics, folks, I don't care what your ideology is. I don't care what party you belong to. You can be a libertarian, far-left, Democrat, socialist, Republican. I don't care. Your hair should be on fire. You should be genuinely demanding from your representative government that this kind of nonsense stops. The same organization that wants to leak about a burger joint in North Korea was absolutely remiss in asking President Obama where was he at the night all of those folks died in Benghazi. They don't ask any of those questions. They don't do any of those leaks. And here they are. We've got a government run amok. We do. Again, I don't care what your ideology is. The very foundation of your ideology, even if you're a far-left socialist, opposite side of the world from Mike Hewitt, the foundation of your ideology should be classical liberalism, meaning you defend the Constitution of the United States. And these are not the staples of constitutional defense. Ludwig, what say you?
I genuinely believe the CIA is
A rogue agency.
Oh, yeah, a rogue agency on the path to destroy Trump and whatever else is in its way. And I don't think that's just starting with Trump. I think that's kind of the way it's always been. CIA's been rogue.
There are some folks listening to us right now that hear you say that and roll their eyes thinking, you guys are shrill.
They don't know anything about the CIA, probably.
What are you trying to say?
Well, they're going to make an opinion based on non-facts. They have no idea. They just don't know.
I got to tell you, I think the folks that listen to this show on a steady diet are more informed than the average American. So I don't know what...
Well, yeah, because they're listening to us.
Well, listen, I was being sincere about that. The folks that are dialing to this show and shows like this are seeking information that they know they're not getting from NBC News.
Mm-hmm.
That's part one. So I don't know what they know, but I do know for a fact that anybody setting their ideology, their partisanship aside, forget the word ideology, set your partisanship aside for a moment and ask yourself, is this kind of nonsense the proper role of the CIA? And the answer is categorically no. You can go to Wikipedia and look up CIA and look at even Wikipedia's, which tend to be left, but look up even their definition of what the proper role of the CIA is and ask yourself honestly, regardless of your political opinion, if what we're talking about in this topic, is that the proper role, even based on CIA's or the Wikipedia's rudimentary description of what the CIA is supposed to do? The answer is absolutely not. And so once you've reached that conclusion, and if you're honest, you will reach that conclusion, you got to ask, why is this being tolerated by the folks? Miles, help me.
No, I mean, you know, it's and it isn't just CIA. I mean, let's also put DOJ in there. Let's also put the FBI in there.
Right.
There are a variety of career people in Washington that it doesn't matter who the president is, doesn't matter what party's in power, they simply are.
One of the most significant difference between private enterprise and government is actually what we're talking about right now, the real topic that we're talking about. Going back to earlier in the show when we talked about McDonald's, if we don't like what McDonald's does, if customer satisfaction isn't there, McDonald's will have a problem. If the folks have, if they're dissatisfied with the CIA just chugs right along. It still gives itself raises. It still gives itself perks. They still have wild, crazy parties in Vegas. They still do all of the things that a prosperous company that had high customer satisfaction could afford to do. But that's not how the private world works. Private world says you live and die by what the market says. Government, not so much at all. If they don't like what their customers say, they shut them down like they did with the Tea Party. We don't like what you morons are saying. We're going to shut you down. Folks, when folks want more government rather than less, just apply that simple logic of what's the customer satisfaction level with our government. And if you're honest, you want a smaller government. I don't care. Again, you can be as far left as you want or as far right as you want, anywhere in between. If your goal is to have a satisfaction with your government, it must become smaller because these are a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands being paid in most cases double what the private sector is earning. There's something wrong with that.
People want more. More government? I had a student the other day say that we think we should have three presidents. And
who said this?
A student. That we should have three presidents.
But listen, they said that during the Jimmy Carter era.
Yeah.
That's what they thought. They thought that that job was too big for one person, so they ought to turn it into a committee because that works so well in the countries that have tried it.
Yeah, their thing was we went through, we were talking about representation or, you know, how, work groups, and 326 million people represented by 536 being the House, the Senate, the President.
Right.
And they're like, man, that's not enough people, you know, that's a lot of people they're representing. And when those numbers were set, we had a lot smaller population. And they said, I understand, but
I've heard all that.
Increase the numbers and you get less done.
Listen, I've heard all that. I've not been arguing for lesser or greater representation in Congress. That's never been my point. 2.79 million combined federal employees, that's employees and the various contracts that our government has entered into with sub-employee pools. Folks, that's just outrageous. But to your greater point, when you talk about whether we should have more or less representation, go to your local state representative or assembly, whatever state you're in. Go to your state senator's district hours, and it's the same 2, 3, 4 people. So you don't have a problem with representation numbers. You have a problem with civic participation, in my view. If you went to those meetings and they were overwhelmed with people, I'd say, yeah, you need more representation because that person can't talk to all 300 that show up every single week. But you go there, folks, I've been to a lot of them, hundreds of them. 5 or 6 is a big deal. 10, in all the years I've been involved, I think the biggest I ever saw in terms of a district hours on a state level was 10. That's monster-sized. That tells me we've got an absolute failure of civic participation. That's how I'm seeing it. And if there's ever going to be a cure to all of these problems, the cure is going to come from the people and not the government. And that goes specifically to this point. Folks, we've got to go to a break again. We'll be right back with an enigma.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. Your home is better protected when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org to get started. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber, As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And it has come back again, whether you're ready or not. I'm opening up the cage. Here comes the Enigma Report.
Folks, it is the Enigma Report. If you're just tuning in, I'm Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Gentlemen, let's jump in the deep end. A majority of Americans believe racism remains a major issue. That's a poll that was published by the WashingtonExaminer.com. Listen, I'm reading this poll, folks, and I'm reading the article in general, and I'm looking across the rest of the media. I'm using DuckDuckGo.com. A couple times I did use Google, I confess. The purpose was just to see what the other half of the United States is saying. And I say again, until we embrace equality equally, there won't be any for anybody. And then I've got to add, but remember, there is some racism within the hearts of every single ethnicity. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your DNA place of origin was. I don't know that there's a group anywhere in the world that doesn't harbor resentment for not all of folks of those groups, by the way, but a certain percentage within all groups. Doesn't matter whether you're white, black, any of the colors in between, any in total. I'm not going to call it a natural thing, don't misunderstand me, but it's the reality of the circumstance. So the question should be, not is there racism, because the answer is absolutely yes. The question really should be, what do we do about it? I can tell you some things we don't do about it. We don't do identity politics. We don't trade racism for classism. We don't hate each other for our differences. We sit down and try to learn from them. As folks that listen to the show for a while know that I've said many times, at the bottom of every problem I've ever encountered, whether it be politics or business, there's been a lack of communication. We need to talk. Identity politics causes a lack of talk. It encourages racism. It even goes as far as to ask immigrants that in the past, when they come to the United States, legally or otherwise, let's skip that debate for a minute, when they come to the United States, they are proud of the opportunity to raise their children up as Americans. They embrace our culture, and yes, they add to it. That was the melting pot. Now they're being taught, this is not a melting pot anymore. That didn't work. Bring everything with you that you fought so hard to leave. Bring it with you. And you go, really? Really? That's where we're at this point. Folks, racism has been the undoing of civilizations throughout written history. Literally, I love ancient history. I watch how cultures used to live. And most of them died, by the way, at the sword of a neighbor. Racism. We've got to finally say, hey, we're mature enough now. We can have an honest conversation. Everyone can contribute to the greater culture we call Americanism. Everybody can do that. But we can't as long as we're busy stuck in our own little slot that some other know-it-all elitist put us in. Miles, am I off the rails? What do you think?
I have one underlying suspicion behind this poll.
Okay.
If you think about it, is it politically correct to say that you're not concerned about racism? I don't think anybody's going to be honest. I don't think anybody's going to answer this question honestly. And maybe that's just because I'm out in space, but because they wouldn't want to deal with the backlash of, what do you mean you're not worried about racism? Are you a racist? And so I just think that there's a bit of peer pressure or societal pressure here showing up in this poll.
Miles, you're probably right. On the other hand, when I look at folks like Farrakhan, we talked about him early in the week, the guy is a racist. He's calling for the extermination of white people. He's a black guy. So the problem that we've got in our political culture is driven by the media narrative is that racists can only be white people. Well, first off, for us to ever solve this problem, and there is a problem, we've got to be honest with ourselves. Now, to your point, Miles, I think the numbers are inflated, and what you're saying is exactly true. Having said that, I have seen racism up front, right in front of me. I remember hiring a black person for a car dealership, and he was a great man. By the way, he beat me at chess more than he didn't. A personal friend. And every time I'd watch this guy go wait on customers, I have watched customers walk the other way trying to get back in their car to leave because they didn't want to have to do business with this guy. That's racism. It does still exist. It's got to end. And on the other hand, it's to pretend that it doesn't exist in the black community towards white people. Folks, it does. We've got to be honest to solve the problem. It does in the Asian community. It does in all communities that are different. Ludwig, before Miles was on the show, so several years ago, you and I talked about this. There is a certain level of hardwiring that goes for the preservation and continuance of how you identify. There's some hardwiring that's involved in this. Science says it, folks. You don't have to believe me. I think we're mature enough that we can set it aside, but we can't until we have an honest conversation. The notion that says this group of people need to be first in line, this group of people should have access to that college before this group of people. Folks, we all have to get mature enough to say we've got to embrace equality equally. As soon as you get into the things like affirmative action, that drives racism. Now you got somebody that worked their butt off hard, and they're not going to have that chair because somebody else is a different color. Folks, we're more mature of that than that as a culture. I pray we are. Miles, I agree with you. The numbers are inflated, but make no mistake, it exists, and it does in every ethnicity, not only just here in the United States, but everywhere in the world, on every continent, and in every country. Ludwig, what say you?
Racism will never go away. I've met people who are racist against their own race.
What does that mean?
I've had black friends who hate black people.
Well, but listen, I don't think I get that. But that aside, I have seen racism within the black community that would say you're not dark enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. I've seen some things that you're like, really? How does that even exist?
What drives it, in your opinion, Ludwig? What drives
division?
Racism?
I mean, when I'm...
That's what identity politics does, but we've had it since long before identity politics.
But we've always... Yeah. But racism's always been about division.
Right.
I'm better than you, you're better than me. I think they've driven it... The pendulum swung so far the other way to try to prevent racism that we're creating it again at the same alarming rate, because now, like you said... You're getting it because you're black, or you're getting it because you're a woman, or you're getting it because you're Asian.
Right.
And you're not getting it because you're white. What does that do to somebody? You hate. Right. You start to hate or dislike the people who are getting it because they didn't earn it you worked hard for it.
And so you've got white folks walking around with signs that said, I am embarrassed to be white.
I'm so sick of that white.
Right. And you've got black folks that use not all folks, by the way, a very small percentage of black folks that will use the brown bag test. To say how dark is your skin? It's got to be darker than this.
Who's actually chosen their race? Anybody in the world ever chose their race besides Michael Jackson?
No, and I've said that on this show before. The idea that to dislike somebody because of their DNA and how they were born to be is the absolute epitome of ignorance. It's just colossally ignorant.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I coached a pro hockey team, and I had three black guys on the team, and they all three scored in a game one night. I didn't know it.
Right.
I didn't even pay attention that my three black guys scored. I was on the way home, so he said, hey, I think we made history tonight. I'm like, how? We won. I mean, Like, well, I have three black guys ever scored in a pro hockey game?
Right.
I don't think so.
Well, listen, you've
within but I didn't think of it that way.
But within the last week or so, you were, and I can't remember the person, but you were cheering her on. It was the race car driver.
Yeah, Danica Patrick.
Well, but she's a female. She's a woman. That's really great. And I turned around in my chair and went, Ludwig, I don't care what her genitalia is.
She's just one race I liked.
So this is all part of it. The idea that she won, and it's especially good because she's a female. No, she won, and it's especially good that she's good.
Yeah.
Period. We've got to get beyond this, folks. We just do. I mean, I learned humanities from a black nurse in the 60s, in the middle of a race riot, by the way.
I do believe, though, there are many, 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 many that don't want this to go away. They don't want to fix it, because when you ask them, what seat, what table do you not have, they can't tell you.
But listen, the folks that are driving this narrative, they keep themselves wealthy and in power by driving racism.
Mm-hmm.
We watch that. Al Sharpton, I can come up with a whole list of them. Both sides of the color, probably every ethnicity, you'll find someone at the top of the pile that's driving this for their own benefit. Folks, I'm hearing music. Please do us a favor. Follow us on Facebook, as it were, Twitter and Instagram at Talk Mike Hewitt with those two, The Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook. Follow us at themikehewittshow.com. Neat stuff there. Thank you very, very much for joining us. Miles, Brian, thank you. Folks, we'll see you as soon as we can.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the 100in Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
U.S. allies are criticizing the Trump administration over its latest round of tariffs ahead of the G7 summit. Farmers are among the hardest being hit so far. Ron Heck is a soybean farmer in Iowa. He says things are going well right now, but the Chinese could change their buying habits.
But if they would shift their purchases in during their normal purchasing time from the U.S., which is starting in September, that could be a problem for us, and that's when we might feel the price impact.
The Supreme Court cited by a 7-2 margin today that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Jack Phillips is a man who would not bake that cake. He explains the toll this has taken on him and his business.
It has resulted in 5 years of court battle, 40% loss of my business, losing half my staff, and even death threats to me and my family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
A new cancer study has great news for women with breast cancer. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
The largest breast cancer treatment study ever conducted finds most women with the most common form of early-stage breast cancer do not need to undergo chemotherapy. That brings tens of thousands from the negative side effects and cost of the drugs. Dr. Stephanie Burdick of Lenox Hill Hospital says many of these women have been recommended for such treatment.
By looking at their genes, they were able to give each patient a DNA fingerprint. So now we can compare those women to this database. And based on that, they are assigned a score. It was always the women in the middle that we worried about. Many of those women can really avoid chemotherapy altogether.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. And according to AAA, the price for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 2.5 cents a gallon. The average price people are paying these days for a regular gallon of gasoline is $2.95. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The man who allegedly shot and killed four people in Scottsdale, Arizona, including a high-profile psychiatrist, killed himself as SWAT teams swarmed his hotel this morning. Former D.C. homicide investigator Ted Williams explains the entire case.
What we do know is that on Friday, Dr. Stephen Pitts, a well-known forensic psychiatrist associated with the JonBenet Ramsey case, was engaged in an argument, and witnesses then heard gunshots. That was on Friday. We then learned on Saturday.
Size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Last month at a high school in New Jersey, a mother insisted and complained after her daughter got cut from cheerleading tryouts. So what'd the school do? They said there would not be cuts and everyone would make the team. Well, Bethany Mandels, a conservative commentator, she's also an editor for Ricochet, she says this is not just with kids these days.
This is across the board, and it isn't just with children. I mean, we sort of joke about the participation trophy phenomenon in life, but there's also so many cases where adults are being allowed into the fire department in New York, the Marines, the Army. They're sort of lowering their standards because they're realizing that physically people can't pass the endurance tests. So instead of making them pass the endurance test, they're just eliminating endurance tests.
Mandel also has a crazy example of what's going on in our schools.
And one of the other crazy examples was in New York City, there were teachers who couldn't pass a literacy test. You want your teachers, your kids' teachers, to be able to read, but it was too hard for the teachers to pass. So
how about telling time?
Yes, that was my favorite example, and one that I was contacted by a lot of readers. They can't tell time on an analog clock.
More and more kids don't know where the big hand is and little hand is. Yeah. So what are they doing?
And so they're replacing them with digital clocks in schools and in classrooms. And I'm planning on homeschooling my kids. And one of the first things that you teach a first grader and kindergartner is this is the big hand. This is the little hand, and we're teaching them, if this is too hard for you, we're just going to get rid of it.
Crazy stuff, and that audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It is time for the Mike Stewart Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Hello, all.
Hello, Brian Thomas. Listen, folks, welcome. I am Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, who just wolfed down a donut, I might add.
Yeah, it was good.
It was huge. It was the size of his head, and it was gone in like 10 seconds.
That's impressive.
That's why I said made it here. I came in, it was sitting here. Mike was here. It was still sitting here. I was shocked.
Listen, before we jump into the news, just early this week, midweek, I came upon, in fact, I actually heard it on the radio, and so I found myself both Googling it and DuckDuckGo.comming it, because I wanted to use DuckDuckGo to actually confirm what I'd accidentally found on Google. And so I put in, on the news that I'd heard, Santa, and then the next word, gun. And it came back with returns. I went right to images, folks. It came back with returns that went all the way back into the 30s. It showed people, young kids excited with their Daisy BB gun. It showed people getting brand new Remington bird guns and every other combination of firearm that you can imagine. And then I finally hit on the story that was what I was actually trying to find, and it's a former Michigan State government employee who had some pictures taken of him with a firearm wearing a Santa Claus suit, posted it on his own personal private Facebook page, and now finds himself unemployed.
And if there is such a thing as a private Facebook page.
I absolutely agree with that. You are correct, and that's one of the areas you and I absolutely agree on. Folks voluntarily surrender their information, their family pictures, etc., into a very public forum. But when you look at the history of folks receiving firearms for Christmas, folks, listen, I don't care if you like guns or not. You cannot deny the fact that this is a staple of the United States of America. I found pictures for every single decade and most years going back into the 30s, well into the black and white camera era, showing, depicting folks excited, showing Santa Claus sneaking a Daisy BB gun underneath the Christmas tree, etc. And by the way, I also saw current pictures of every gun range, legally operated gun range, across the United States, showing Christmas events with Santa Claus. And so this particular fellow does the same thing. And that cost him the loss of the support of his managers, his words. So he had to cross some hurdles. He's filed suit against the state of Michigan. The first hurdle was, because can he proceed with a suit? I found that fascinating, because everybody can sue anybody for stupid stuff. Ask McDonald's. And so the most recent activity on it this week, the judge suggests you can proceed. He's going to sue. And listen, I don't much care for the legal community whatsoever, but I genuinely hope that this guy prevails, because he was wronged in my view. Miles, what do you think on the topic?
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting, although, you know, you're going to find out a lot about what's going on in Lansing as a result of this. Are you guys overrun with Stabenow?
Listen, Stabenow's hard to find. I can't find polling to support where she's at in this race that's credible.
I did the same thing, and I was actually going to bring that up. A couple of weeks ago, I started looking for polling, and I was going to bring it up in the show, like, what, are you guys just hiding, or what's going on here?
Listen, I was so amazed that I started searching for other polls. I looked at races that are going on in Colorado. Folks listening in Colorado right now, yes, I looked for races in your states, specifically polling. I could find gobs of them. I looked in Tennessee. I looked in one of our affiliate areas, Jackson, Mississippi. The only one I couldn't find is Stabenow polling. And it made me wonder. Did it make you wonder anything, Miles Bauer?
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking, you know, is there something here that they don't want anybody to know, that maybe Michigan going Trump was potentially a trend and that Stabenow might be on the mat?
I got to tell you, whatever the polling really is, it's clearly not something that the media likes. I don't know if she's out in front in the polling, but it's narrower than they are comfortable with. I don't know. But I can tell you that I couldn't find anything that I considered to be credible or worthy enough to report on. And in fact, I even reached out to some pollsters that have been on the show in the past and did not get a reply. I found that fascinating. So I don't know what the reality of it is, but even polling and that type of thing aside, I started looking for news. You know, usually you can just go to Google, and I hate going to Google, but I thought, well, they love liberals, so I'll go to Google. Typed in Stabenow News. She's keeping her head low. So that's an interesting sidebar. Listen, guys, it's unavoidable. Let's jump into this Roseanne Barr drama that unfolded during the week. You know, ABC terminated her, and let me say up front, I cannot condone the joke that she told. I evidently, according to the various news sources, and I'm reading from Insider Fox News, by the way, and then I went on to Media 8, I think is how you pronounce that, and a whole bunch of other sources beyond those two that I've sourced for the show. I can't condone the verbiage that she used as it refers to Jarrett. That said, when I look at ABC for terminating her, I guess I get it, except for ABC has been, they're being less than honest in how they've done this, because they must have replayed on their news cycle 100 times, a lot, however many of the number, of that other screwball showing the severed head of Donald Trump. And I thought, wait a minute. As much as ABC does that I consider to be absolutely varnish on our culture, they decided that all of a sudden they're highbrow and this has to go. And I went, really? If that isn't the absolute epitome of hypocrisy, I cannot find a better example. Ludwig?
Every day they have a show on at 9 a.m.,
yep.
The View.
Yep.
And just recently their host, Whoopi Goldberg, had a shirt with Trump having his brains blown out.
Right.
Joy Behard,
yep,
has constantly called Trump a racist, went after Pence for his religion, said a lot of derogatory things. In fact, they even attacked Huckabee Sanders, Sarah, when she was on, about how could she work for such a horrible human being. And yet that show still exists, still spews his hatred. Whether or not I agree with what Roseanne Barr's exact statement is, I think ABC pulled the shoot, rightfully so. But at the same time, don't be doing a double standard. You love this other show at 9 a.m. every day.
It is a double standard.
It's absurd.
Listen, the shame of it,
and they canceled Last Man Standing.
They canceled Last Man Standing and then denied it was a political cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
They denied it was a political, and while it had great ratings, and they just said, poof, you're done.
Yep.
And what was the reason political? Well, there's no comment. I mean, it was just empty air. So again, we can debate. The people that I feel bad for, though, truthfully, are the rest of that cast that were not involved in her tweets and that they're finding themselves with a great opportunity puffed away. And meanwhile, to your point, The View is still chugging along, and the far left, not your average Democrat, the far left are clapping like penguins with excitement when they wear those kind of obnoxious T-shirts and say the obnoxious things that they do. That's all fine. ABC embraces it because they agree with it. You know, and so that when you start watching this kind of stuff, and I shared with you guys a tweet from Bill O'Reilly this morning, this was early in the week when he actually tweeted it. I stumbled on it today. Because of press corruption, millions of Americans have stopped buying newspapers, and cable news TV operations will soon come under the same pressure that has badly damaged ESPN. When credibility and fairness disappear, so do consumers. I tell you that because when ABC makes these kind of choices to say we accept that no matter how crass it is, but we can't accept that because we don't agree with it, folks, enough. Enough.
They canceled it so fast that last night it wasn't on.
Well, no, it was done.
No, like they didn't hesitate.
I'm amazed by the swiftness of their reaction.
But listen, it was a caustic joke. I got that. I don't get the fact that if they're going to impugn folks for the words that they say or text or tweet, how it is that they say these caustic, obnoxious, foul words and images are okay. Those are not acceptable because we don't like them, but we like these. Folks, this isn't a freedom of speech issue, but it is a problem when it gets to the measure of hypocrisy. Listen, we're going to go to a break now. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Cool. There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where Harvey Weinstein has just pleaded not guilty to rape and criminal sex act charges. The disgraced movie mogul arraigned on charges brought last week by a Manhattan grand jury. Weinstein accused of raping a woman in 2013 in a Manhattan hotel room and forcing another woman to perform sex acts on him at his office in 2004. Just days until the scheduled summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and one of President Trump's top economic advisors says he believes the president deserves some credit for making this happen. Larry Kudlow says on Fox News,
North Korea coming to the negotiating table has a lot to do with President Trump's very firm stand with respect to their nuclear weapons, with respect to all options on the table.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WARN to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
President Trump lashing out yet again at Attorney General Jeff Sessions, saying on Twitter this morning he blames what he calls the continued Russian witch hunt hoax on Sessions' recusal from involvement. And the president noted he would have picked someone else for the job had he known Sessions was going to recuse himself. The president saying instead,